This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Hip-hop is a popular art form that's taken root and flourished worldwide, including here in Wisconsin, but not without some struggles. WPR's Stephanie Elkins recently spoke with two leaders in the Madison hip-hop community.
Wordplay is like origami, sipping sake at hibachi grills, need more wasabi.
Hip-hop is everywhere. It's an art form that's popular, great for self-expression, and can be an effective learning tool. That's according to Karen Reese and Shaw Evans, co-founders of Madison's Urban Community Arts Network, or UCAN.
Within 10 or 20 years, hip-hop spread across the world. So we see hip-hop not only where it started on the street corners of New York, but we see it in countries in East Asia. So it's all over the place, and this is really an art form that just speaks to people's hearts. It's very open in terms of expression, and it's very contagious. You know, hip-hop right now really is pop culture. You'd be hard-pressed to turn on the TV or the radio and not hear a hip-hop beat or song being used in an ad.
Reese and Evans both believe that hip-hop culture can be harnessed to effect community change and that it has a place in the classroom.
UCAN has been fortunate to work with Black Hawk Middle School over the last couple of years on a project we call Lesson Wrap-Up. And we've expanded that this year in a modified format to an alternative high school.
Let's make it about homework, because I think people lose sight that hip-hop is a powerful tool in itself. These kids in high schools and middle schools and college, that's all they listen to. They might listen to some other artists, but let's face it, rap is pop culture now. These kids will memorize a Drake song before they memorize their homework. And what's cool is that they're learning math without even realizing they're learning math, because the way you do the notes, the way you do the production, it's all timed, it's all beats. Rappers come in and help them write rhymes, and then they perform the song in front of the entire school. One talked about climate change, one talked about drugs and how drugs affect your mind, and that one was so dope.
There are challenges for Madison performers, though. There's a deep pool of talent here, but they struggle to find venues willing to book the genre.
You have Ted Park, who moved to New York. His single was number one on Spotify. Not just hip-hop, number one on Spotify, period. He made the Billboard charts, produced by DJ Payne 1. He still reps that he's from Madison, but he can't get a show in Madison right now. We have college students breaking down all the statistics of what's going on at different places for late-night entertainment. Hip-hop is nowhere near the top of having problems, but we're the ones getting banned. Makes you wonder why.
Yo, DJ Payne 1. We coming from a place where they don't play a lot of black music, and they blame the violence on a lot of the rap music. How we supposed to blow up if the locals don't support us?
When it really comes down to it, Madison has a problem with large groups of people of color gathering in one place. And there's no other way to say that. There's no way to sugarcoat that. So until we address that fundamental issue of racism in Madison, we won't be able to progress. I think it is ultimately a bright future, and we're very close to the formation of a task force that would specifically address equity in entertainment. I'm an optimist, but it really is a long, slow haul.
Reese's optimism is well-founded, at least for this week. Tomorrow night, two of the artists that Evans manages, Sincere Life and Broadway Muse, are on the bill for the Wisconsin Hip Hop Fest at the Majestic Theater in Madison. I'm Stephanie Elkins.
Okay, I shouldn't have did it, but done it. No need to question who run it, because lyrically, if you up, then I'm everything you becoming. No need for no introduction. No me like we kin or something. I'm sick of not getting nothing for all that I'm giving up.
See videos and photos from the Madison Hip Hop Awards and more at WPR.org.